on your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, 9 million pensioners in England and Wales will receive winter fuel payments this year. Everyone over the state pension age will receive the payment automatically. It will then be recovered through tax from those whose income tops £35,000. It marks a major reversal for the government, who scrapped the benefit for most pensioners last year. These people in Morecambe told us it's the right call.
Typical government, isn't it? Because they're losing votes, so they've got to do what they can to get their votes back again. So they've gone a U-turn on them, because it's the grey-haired people that vote for them.
It's disgusting. Paying taxes all life and can't get anything.
A London NHS trust and hospital ward manager have been found guilty of health and safety failures over the death of a patient. Alice Figueredo took her own life at Goodmayes Hospital in London in July 2015. Both the trust and Benjamin Aninakwa were found not guilty of manslaughter. Alice's mother, Jane, has been speaking outside court.
Nothing, including these verdicts, will ever bring her back to us. And we will never stop thinking of her and missing her. There's always one place empty at our table, one very special voice, silent, that we long to hear.
Resident doctors are voting on whether to walk out over pay. The health secretary earlier called on them to change their tactics. A plastic surgeon has been jailed for a minimum of 22 years for trying to murder a colleague. Peter Brooks stabbed Graham Perks in Nottinghamshire in 2021 during a failed arson attack. A musician has captured what she says is the sound of climate change by recording the Arctic wind as it passes through the strings of a cello. Sarah Smout spent 16 days at sea in temperatures of minus 15 and used a carbon fibre instrument. She also used hydrophones to capture the sounds of creaking glaciers, which will perform part of her work. And we're just hearing Frederick Forsyth, the author of The Day of the Jackal and many other bestsellers, has died at the age of 86 after a brief illness. The weather: rain in the north will clear eastwards tonight, dry and cloudy in the south. It's going to be breezy with a low of 8. Skies will gradually brighten tomorrow. There will be some drizzle in the south with a high of 21. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
And I'm Margarita Taylor with John Rutter's The Lord Bless You and Keep You on the Way. After we hear from William Walton next, this is Crown Imperial.
Margarita Taylor
on Classic FM. Classic FM.
John Rutter's The Lord Bless You and Keep You, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Rutter himself. And before William Walton's Crown Imperial, the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Andrew Litton. Now to my classical star in the spotlight this week, a young cellist and conductor who is very much in demand, just 29 years old, Klaus Mäkelä, the Finnish conductor who took up his position as conductor of the Oslo Philharmonic in 2020. The 2021, he took up his position as conductor of the Orchestre Paris. He's just released a new album with them, and it's a recording I have for you from that album next. He's also lined up in 2027 to become the chief conductor at the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra, and in the same year, music director at the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. He is in demand. Here he is with a fresh recording of Berlioz's Symphony Fantastique, conducting the Orchestre Paris, Klaus Mäkelä, on Classic FM. Thank you. Berlioz Symphonique Fantastique on Classic FM. The music of Berlioz played by the Orchestre de Paris, conducted by Klaus Michaela. And that album, Box Fresh, just released. So lovely to share that with you on Classic FM this evening. And more from the conductor and cellist, Klaus Michaela, all this week. Here's my classical star in the spotlight. Now, a star on the way next, John Williams, and the Raiders March from Indiana Jones to come. But first, a beautiful, brilliant waltz from Chopin. This dedicated to his pupil. It was one of his first waltzes published for solo piano. Here, Alexandre Thoreau with Chopin's waltz in E-flat major. Thank you. Alexander Thoreau with Chopin's Waltz in E-flat major on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Boston Pops Orchestra, John Williams conducting for Williams' Raiders March from Indiana Jones. Now, I have a piece of music I've never played on the show before, on the way in a moment or two, after Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik and the latest on the traffic and travel for this Monday evening. Tim's got the details for you next.
Classic FM.
Ever wish your brain had a psychic that could help turn this entire week into pure gold? With just a blink of your eyes. Whilst we can't promise that, Baroque Mind contains vitamin B5 to support mental performance, iron to support energy release, and is enriched with Spanish sage extract. Find it now at major retailers in two zingy flavors, citrus and berry. Just drop fizz and enjoy. Your mind's the hero. We're just the psychic. Baroque Mind.
Classic FM Travel.
There are queues in Glasgow on the M8 westbound because of an accident between Junction 25, the Clyde Tunnel, and Junction 26 for Hillingdon. It stopped start in Staffordshire on the M6 southbound after an accident earlier between Junction 10A, the M54, and Junction 10 for Wolverhampton. In Suffolk, there are queues on the A14 eastbound. That's because of an accident between Junction 45, Ruffham, and Junction 46, Baytham. In Berkshire, the A34 southbound is closed at the M4 at Cheveley for emergency repairs. Long delays there. And Railways Chiltern Rail have no service between Gerrards Cross and Oxford because of an investigation.
Classic FM.
The second movement of Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik, played by the Munich Chamber Orchestra. Now, a new piece to the show. I hope you enjoy this. The Sonata No. 4 from a composer who was born in 1711, Jean-Joseph de Cassanier de Mondonville. He was a composer that enjoyed great success in his day, a contemporary of Jean-Philippe Rameau. Playing the music, Le Musicien de Louvre, Mark Minkowski conducting for the Sonata No. 4. Here's the second movement. Jean-Joseph de Cassanier de Mondonville on Classic FM with Le Musicien de Louvre conducted by Mark Minkowski for Jean-Joseph's music, the Sonata No. 4, playing you the second movement. In a moment, Cantaloupe, the songs of the Auvergne on the way, and if you fancy heading to one of Ian Audi's sold-out Royal Albert Hall concerts, details of how you could win the tickets coming up.
Classic FM.
Try Classic FM's popular dating site and meet someone who shares your values, interests and love of music. Sign up for free at classicfmromance.com.
For over 60 years, WWF have been working to protect and restore nature, so future generations have a world with thriving habitats and wildlife. You can make a difference by adopting a penguin from £5 a month, helping establish a network of marine protected areas. It's a huge challenge, but if we all act together, there is hope. Search WWF Adopt a Penguin and help bring our world back to life.
This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
How much? Oh, my.
I take it you wasn't expecting that, my love.
No.
What a wonderful way to start your Friday.
It's more than good. It's brilliant.
Oh, bless you.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
Imagine becoming one of our 13 guaranteed UK millionaires on Friday the 13th. Whoa! You'd laugh in the face of luck. Friday the 13th will be lucky for some.
Yeah!
Euromillions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Over 50s life cover from Post Office. Guarantees acceptance for 50 to 80-year-olds. With no health checks and a gift card worth £125. Plus 24/7 online GP access. It's never too late to start something new. Like life cover. Or hitting the open road. Visit www.postoffice.co.uk/coverme. Offer ends 30th of March 2026. Minimum premiums apply. GP access is non-contractual and may be withdrawn any time. Total payments could exceed payout.
Here comes Steve, with the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair. And if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow. Which can only mean one thing. Last night, he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh, yeah. We're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
At Pension B, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Download the app or go to pensionb.com and be pension confident when investing your capital is at risk.
The Classic FM Music Teacher of the Year Awards are back, celebrating the nation's most inspiring music teachers.
Tell us who should win, with £20,000 worth of prizes going to the successful teachers and schools across the UK, thanks to Viking.
Find out more and nominate a teacher at ClassicFM.com.
Tomorrow morning you could wake up like this.
Interest rates, benefits, trade deals, doom and gloom.
Or you could wake up like this. Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker. Great music when you need it most.
Yes, the perfect addition to the first couple of the day, your morning stretches or hitting the books.
Listen tomorrow morning from 6:30. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Keeping the music coming for you this evening. Those two pieces back to back a moment ago, Cantilupe, the Songs of the Over and the Bailero played by Gillian Lloyd-Webber and the National Philharmonic Orchestra. And just now from Schumann's Kinderszenen, the first movement performed by Angela Hewitt. And if it's the piano you love, then you'll love this competition. Your chance to win tickets to see one of the year's sell-out events. See Ludovico Einaudi perform live on Monday the 30th of June at the iconic Royal Albert Hall, followed by a luxury overnight stay. This is you plus one at one of Einaudi's record-breaking headline concerts this summer. And then afterwards, head back to the Marriott Hotel, Grosvenor Square, for breakfast, VIP surprises, plus money towards your travel as well. To enter, text the word piano to 61812. By entering, you'll have the chance to make a voluntary donation, a voluntary £5 donation, which will be added to your phone bill. 100% of that goes to our charity Globals Make Some Noise. You'll have until 8 a.m. on the 23rd of June to enter. We may call you shortly after. Standard network rates apply. You need to be 18 or over to enter, and full T's and C's are available at classicfm.com. So for your chance to see Einaudi live at the Royal Albert Hall, text piano to 61812 and good luck. Thank you. just adore those final few moments. Michael Kamen and the sound of Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, the overture played by the Seattle Symphony Orchestra with Kamen conducting. Wishing you a lovely Monday evening. You've got the calm of a relaxing evening of music ahead. At 10 tonight, Calm Classics. But up next, it's Seb Soans with the most soothing of pieces from Vaughan Williams. On the way, music, and then Handel. We've got the Dvorak Humoresque and G-flat major lined up too. So a fabulous evening of music to come. And your request too on 61812. Or you can message on WhatsApp on 03457 491812. Have a wonderful evening.
Classic FM.
When you're sure you know the answer. When it's on the tip of your tongue. When you beat the buzzer and the contestant.
Get in the bag.
How did you know that?
Naturally brilliant, I guess.
Yeah, modest too.
Nothing brings us together like great TV. And a TV licence covers you to watch all TV channels so you can play along with all your favourite quiz shows. Search TV licence together.
If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, what you thought you were getting may not be what you ended up with. From unexpected site fee increases, running costs, a huge depreciation in value, many owners feel they've been missold. If you think this might be you, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive the compensation you're entitled to. Text ADVICE to 78900 to find out more. That's ADVICE to 78900.
Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating. Freshen up your home with the must-have paint brands including Dulux, Johnston's, Little Green and Farrow & Boar. Or find your perfect pattern with hundreds of wallpapers to browse. Pop into any of our 200 stores nationwide and grab a free Brewers DIY card for 10% off your first and second order. Or visit us online at brewers.co.uk. Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no. Me, I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh, yeah. We're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
They might reorganise your shelves, help you work from home, or let you know your plants need repotting. But the real mischief's in
Felix,
appearing immediately when their favourite food's served. With the irresistible range of Felix food.
Squeeze!
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert. Nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock, the Conservatives say the government should apologise to older people who lost their winter fuel payment last year. The Chancellor says 9 million pensioners will now be eligible for the benefit in England and Wales. Charities have welcomed the move, but the Tories say it's humiliating. Minister for Pensions, Torsten Bell, has been speaking in the Commons.
I don't think anybody with common sense thinks that it's right that millionaires receive hundreds of pounds from the Exchequer each year towards their winter fuel payments. I think people have recognised that for years, and it's this government that is making the tough choice to say we will no longer pay the winter fuel payment in that way.
An NHS trust and hospital ward manager have been cleared of manslaughter but found guilty of health and safety failures over the death of a mental health patient. 22-year-old Alice Figueredo died at Goodmayes Hospital in North London in July 2015 after repeated earlier attempts at self-harm. Donald Trump has claimed that Los Angeles would have been completely obliterated if he hadn't sent in the National Guard. It follows protests against the US president's migrant deportation raids. The author Frederick Forsyth has died at the age of 86 after a short illness. He sold 10 million books, but the first was The Day of the Jackal, which tells the story of an assassin hired to kill real-life French President Charles de Gaulle. Speaking to our sister station LBC in 2016, Mr. Forsyth said he only wrote it because he was hard up.
I did the stupidest, craziest thing you can do. I said, I'll solve my financial problems by doing a novel. Of course, I was told, don't be stupid. No.